getting hot in here? She's a hot mess. A hot, hot mess podcast. Hello, degenerates, and welcome back to an all new A Hot, Hot Mess podcast. It is a month to the day away from the 1 year anniversary of when I stepped back and chose to stop recording and doing anything with the podcast, really. And I'm sure a lot of you are sitting back wondering, what the fuck? Where have you been? Why are you back? What is going on? And you're just shocked to hear me again. And to be honest, I'm kind of surprised that I'm recording. I'm going to get into all of that, why I decided to leave, why I'm coming back, and the absolute fuckery that has been my life the last year. But before we get into that, as I'm sure some of you have noticed, I have completely redone the podcast. Other than the name, almost everything else has changed. The profile picture, the website layout, the little summary of the podcast, even the intro has changed. I wanted to come back with all new energy, with a fresh perspective, and something that felt more like me. So I hope you guys like it. I hope you like the new intro. It took me a minute to get it done, but we are still on the same recording schedule. So I hope you guys like it. I hope you embrace the change. And now I want to get into why I took a step back. When I started this podcast, as a lot of you OG hot messes know, I was going through a divorce, and I had talked my friends and family to death about my broken heart and what he was doing and if he was going to come back and all the things that I was going through. I mean, I was on the phone with people that I loved constantly. This was also during a pandemic where I wasn't working, so my mental health, needless to say, was kind of in the fucking gutter. And I needed an outlet. I needed someone to talk to or talk at, somewhere to kind of dump my feelings. This was also when I started going to therapy and making really big changes in my life. And I wanted to share that knowledge. I wanted to share that growth. And so I decided to follow through with one of my biggest dreams, which is having a podcast. I never started this to have thousands of subscribers and listeners and make money, make it my full-time job. That was never my mission to starting this. And somewhere along that journey, I lost that. And I started putting a lot of pressure on myself to get 2 episodes a week and do the mini messes and be on Instagram all the time and make this my full-time job, have backdrops, record videos, TikToks, just all of that. I put so much pressure on myself that I no longer enjoyed it. It became a chore. And every Sunday when I would sit down to record, I fucking hated it. And then I lost the creativity. I didn't know what the fuck to talk about because I didn't want to do it. And instead of evolving the podcast to match me, I just got stuck until finally I couldn't take it anymore. And without notice, without warning, without anything, I just walked away. And I thank you guys so much for keeping the podcast alive. We've hit a couple milestones. We have our 2,000 download. We're actually over that now, which to a lot of people may not seem like a lot, but it's huge to me, especially knowing that when I first started this podcast, it was only my family and friends listening. So I want to thank you guys for continuing to listen, continuing to download, continuing to comment and email me. A lot of you emailed me asking if I was okay. You DM'd me on Instagram. I very much appreciate you guys. I'm fine. I mean, as fine as the mother of all hot messes can be, but I'm okay now. There were also some outside influences as to why I stopped the podcast, and I have so many horror stories to share with you guys. I have my crazy fucking landlord from the house that I was in when I started the podcast. I have some ex stories that I'm going to share with you guys. And also, my relationship was not the healthiest relationship. And I think that that really affected me when it came to doing what made me happy. So since then, I have moved across the country. I have also ended my relationship with Will, which we're going to get into all of that because it's kind of fucking crazy. And yeah, I've got my own apartment and I love my job. I'm starting to make friends and it felt like something was missing. And that was you guys. That was this podcast. So I'm super happy to be back. I'm not going to drag on and on and on, but that is why I took a step back. There are a lot of other little stories and big things to talk about when it comes to what I've gone through the last year or experienced the last year. And I'm going to get into that slowly but surely. I don't want to bombard you guys with all the drama and craziness right off the bat. So I'll probably make a couple mini mess episodes just breaking down a couple of things that I learned along the way. So another thing that I decided, other than to completely redo the podcast, is I'm only going to put out one episode a week. I was trying so hard to get on a podcast schedule where I could get you guys two episodes plus a mini mess, and it was just way, way too much. So I am committing to one episode a week. If I have time, I'll throw in a couple mini mess episodes here and there if my schedule allows. I will still be uploading on Tuesdays because I absolutely love my tagline of see you next Tuesday. So make sure you're watching out for those every Tuesday. I will announce them a couple days in advance on Instagram. So if you are not following me on Instagram, the link is down below. Make sure that you do. The other thing that I struggled with when I came back to the podcast was, do I keep up my old episodes? Because I have grown and changed quite a lot in the past year, and some of the episodes don't really reflect who I am now. Don't get me wrong, it's not like I'm saying off the wall shit that I don't believe in now. I can tell that I was drinking really heavily. Obviously, it was kind of my tagline for a while, one shot of vodka at a time. And we always talked about grabbing a drink, and alcohol was very much a big building block of my podcast, which isn't really who I am anymore. So I was thinking of deleting all of them. But as you can see, I decided to keep them up, mainly because I'm still really proud of them. It was a lot of hard work that went into every single episode, and it may not reflect 100% who I am now. It does reflect a chapter in my life that I very much needed to get through, and that I still had a positive outcome from it. I also went back and listened to a few, and I think they're fucking hilarious, so I am going to keep them up. I know that you guys really enjoy them as well. You like to go back and re-listen to a couple of them. Just know that I'm probably going to retouch on topics that I have already talked about to add more insight or a different point of view. And to be honest, they're kind of nostalgic for me. I think those are the only podcast updates as of right now. So let's go ahead and get into the episode. So for my OG Hot Mess listeners, I'm sure a lot of you will remember Will. He was someone that I was dating when I stopped the podcast. I believe there is an episode on the podcast with him in it, which if I decide to delete it, that will probably be the only episode that I delete. And I will not have any other partners on this podcast. And for those of you who are just shaking your head and saying, well, duh, that's never a good idea. Yeah, I know that now, bitch. Thank you. I know now that it was not a good idea for me to have someone that I was dating on my podcast, because now I have to go and delete the fucking episode. Whatever, it is what it is. But yes, I chose to end the relationship with Will back in November, I believe it was. And there was a lot of things that led up to that, which once again, we're going to get into all of that. I already have that mapped out and planned. There were a lot of red flags that I ignored in the beginning of the relationship, and don't you worry, we're going to discuss it. But that means that the world got to see single Haley again. Woohoo! I don't know if that's exciting or scary, but yeah, I've been single, and trust me, I have a shit ton of dating horror stories for you guys. Like I said, it's been an absolute wild fucking ride. And as we know, I am bisexual. Happy Pride Month. And I figured the best way for me to celebrate Pride Month is my first episode back. Let's talk about some gay shit. One of my earlier episodes was about biphobia. And this was probably one of the ones that I wanted to redo really bad. Now, my viewpoint is still the same. Biphobia is toxic, it's gross, and it unfortunately runs rampant in the fucking gay community. But I was shocked by how many people messaged me on Instagram or emailed me saying, oh, I think you're over exaggerating. I don't think it's that bad. We're a really loving community. For the most part, yes, we're a loving, accepting community. Unfortunately, we still have those fucking assholes that think that they're better than everyone for whatever reason. We talked about the whole platinum card gay and all that shit. So for those of you who were like, no, you're wrong, that doesn't happen, I have fucking messages between myself and this woman, and I want to get into this because, woof, let me tell you, Mama Hot Mess was heated. So I believe this was on Bumble. Okay, had to scroll all the way through my shit to find the messages, but I found them. This conversation was on Facebook dating, and I have my preferences, obviously, to men and women and everyone. So this is from a woman named Ashley. She matched with me, so she liked me, and I got to see that. In her fucking bio, it says lesbians only. Now, I could have just swiped left and moved on with my life, but we know me better than that. There's not a chance in hell I'm not taking up this opportunity to figure out what the fuck, where did we go wrong? Where did we go stupid in our lives that you think it's acceptable to say lesbians only? Now, if you are a lesbian or a gay person, if you support this, I'm just gonna warn you now, I'm going to fucking offend you. This is probably not the podcast for you. You might just wanna click out now, find somebody else who's going to support that opinion, support that view, and you guys just continue on in your toxic circle jerk and live a happy life. However, I'm coming back with a vengeance. I'm not sugarcoating anything, especially when it comes to shit like this. So let's get into it. Like I said, this woman's name is Ashley. We matched on Facebook dating, and her bio said lesbians only. So I messaged her and said, hi, your profile says lesbians only. Can I ask why? She responds and says, because I only want a lesbian, LOL, not someone who is attracted to men too. I said, but if they're also attracted to women, why would it matter? She goes, it's a lesbian thing. A lesbian wants a lesbian. So I said, I've been with many lesbians and I've never heard of that. I guess I just don't understand how a community can fight for our right to love and be accepted, but then have people in our own community not accept us or make us feel less than simply because we are attracted to more than one gender. The main argument that we have as the queer community is that we can't choose who we love or are attracted to. The same goes for bi people. It is extremely hypocritical and biphobic, in my opinion, which I feel valid. That's a valid fucking argument. Our main protest argument for gay rights is love. Who fucking cares? And everyone deserves the right to love who they love. So anyway, she did respond and she said, because me personally don't want to be with someone who could just flip and be with a man. There we go. There's that fucking stereotype that bi people are promiscuous and can't be loyal and can't be faithful. Oh, because look at that. We can just flip on a fucking dime. As if monogamy means absolutely nothing. As if loyalty means absolutely nothing. Makes me sick. Hot messes. Makes me fucking sick. And I don't know. I don't know if you can tell. But like just reading these messages, and this happened like, I don't know, a little bit ago. This is maybe a month ago. I don't know if you can tell, but just reading these messages gets me fucking hot. I am hyped. I am ready to fight someone. Oh, my blood is, it's boiling a little bit. But let's move on. She then says, no, I can't stand men. Why would I want to date someone who can be with a man? From personal experiences, I can't date someone who is bi. She then goes on to say, a true lesbian doesn't want to be with a woman who is also attracted to a man. Hell no. A lesbian means only attracted to a woman. Bi is someone who's attracted to both. Bitch, I'm bi. I know what the fucking definition means of being bisexual. You do not have to explain it to me. I thought that was so fucking condescending And I don't know if you guys can tell, but from the way that she types, I can tell she's kind of illiterate, which just goes hand in hand with her philosophy of lesbians only for lesbians, bi women bad, bi women whores. Look, I'm bi and I'm a whore, but that doesn't mean that all bi people are whores. Give us a chance. So then I responded, most women, even bi women, can't stand men. They are the worst. Which, hello to all the men who listen to my podcast. I'm sure there are very few of you. I love you. I value you. We can agree that individually, men are great. Some men are fucking awesome. As a group, y'all are awful. And once again, if that offends you, go find another podcast. Maybe Joe Rogan, perhaps. But this is probably not going to be the podcast for you. But if you're still here and you're a dude, hello, welcome. You can be a hot mess too. All right, so I continued on and said, but that doesn't change that we can't help who we are attracted to. I also don't see how it makes you any less of a lesbian if you're with someone who has been with a man. At the end of the day, she still chose you. This whole true lesbian thing is toxic and biphobic. If you only date women, regardless of that other woman's sexual identity, you are still a lesbian. Women who date bi women are still lesbians. I just can't wrap my head around the ignorance. We fought so hard to have equal rights just to have fellow queer people put us down. That makes no sense to me. I hope you find what you're looking for, though. Wish you all the best. Now, is that really the way I wanted to end the conversation? Of course not. I wanted to tell her to go fuck herself. However, I genuinely just feel bad for her, dude. Like, your soulmate is fucking out there. And we've talked about this before. I don't believe in one soulmate, the one person that you're supposed to find and settle down with. I believe in hundreds of compatible partners and soulmates for you, but you have other soulmates that are out there, other people who are compatible and can love you and you can love them, but you're closing that fucking door. Why? Because we also are attracted to men, because we like a little dick every now and then. Like, how fucking ignorant can you be? And let me just kind of add on to that and ask this question too. If I identify as bi and I slept with men, I dated men early in life, right? Like 18 to 24, 25. And now let's just say I've only been with women for the past 5 years, right? Let's just say hypothetically, I haven't touched a man. I'm only with women, but I'm still attracted to men. Would you also not give me a chance? If I have only dated and slept with women for 5 fucking years, but I still identify as bisexual, then that's like, oh, nope. No, can't date you. I wouldn't be a true fucking lesbian. Grow up, bro. Grow the fuck up. And also, if there is anyone who is homophobic to her, who puts her down for being a lesbian, who is just that, right? That fucking gross ass toxic energy towards her, she better not fight back. She better just fucking take it, because you cannot sit here and ask for equality and fight to love who you love and fight to be an out and proud fucking lesbian while you're bashing people in your same fucking community. The same people who protest at Pride, the same people who fight for our right to be married. But you want to invalidate me and all other bi people or pan people or just people who are attracted to all genders, really, because your own fucking ignorant toxicity has blurred your vision of the very simple fact that love is love? Really? Okay. Well, the next time that someone bashes you for being a dirty little lesbian, you better be like, oh yeah, no, you're absolutely right. She better not fucking fight back. Also, I'm just gonna say this now. I hope, like with every cell in my body, that Ashley's soulmates, all of them, all the soulmates that are on the planet for her are fucking bi queens. I hope that every single one of them likes to fuck men sometimes. I hope that she falls head over heels for, I don't know, a fucking coworker, right? She's got the hottest fucking coworker and they vibe and they're getting along and she asks, oh, do you like women? Yeah, I like women. Oh, beautiful. I love this for us. And they start to develop this beautiful relationship. And she falls head over heels for this woman. And then boom, she finds out she's fucking bi. And it just rips her heart out. I genuinely hope that that happens. For one of two reasons. One, because now I have a personal vendetta against this bitch. Hashtag I go to therapy. And two, maybe if that happens, it will change the way she sees things. If she falls in love with this woman and this woman is just perfect, everything about her is perfect, except for this one fucking thing, maybe then she'll be like, oh, I'm the asshole. Oh, right. Okay, time to change. That's my goal, at least. So for anyone who didn't believe me or just didn't think that it was that common, there you go. There's a fucking message thread that I have from an ignorant bitch on Facebook dating, and I will be posting that on my Instagram. So make sure you follow me there. Future Haley here. I'm editing the podcast. And making the outro. And I just realized how fucking trash ass my audio is through basically the entire episode. So if you're still here and you put up with that, thank you. Thank you for sticking it out with me. Obviously, there are a few kinks that I still have to iron out. I got to get back on that horse, but I promised next episode it will be a hell of a lot better. Clearly, my room does not have the best acoustics, so maybe I'll try a different location. We'll see. But I just want to say thank you guys so much for supporting me through, well, really everything. Thank you so much for coming back. And to any new listeners, welcome. I'm happy to have you as part of the Hot Mess Tribe. If you don't already, make sure that you follow me on Instagram. It is @_hot_hotmess_podcast. But I also have the link in the description below. If you have your own hot mess horror story, I also have an email address that you can send me a quick email. That is also in the description box below. I hope you guys liked the first episode back. I know it's kind of a short one. Hopefully I'll be able to do another mini mess episode at some point this week where I talk about my insane fucking landlord. But I love you guys. I'm so happy to be back. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your week. And as always, I will see you next Tuesday. Bye, bitches.